Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas on Saturday, May the 7th. And welcome to our commentary. And today, of course, welcome to our Mother's Day commentary. Mother's Day will be celebrated on Sunday here in the United States, I think in many other countries as well. So if you're watching us or listening to us in the United States, or I believe in Canada as well, and many other countries, happy Mother's Day to you. And of course, to your mom or your grandmother or any future mothers out there, whatever, anybody under the umbrella of motherhood, we salute in this very special weekend. Of course, for me, as I've mentioned before, this is going to be the first year that we won't have our mother. She passed away almost exactly a year ago at the age of 92, so we cannot complain. We got 92 years out of her, of course, very nice, wonderful 92 years, but she did pass away a year ago. But it does feel a little strange when you think of Mother's Day and you don't get to call your mom. That is something that I guess that'll really hit me tomorrow probably as I go through my Mother's Day celebration. But of course, lots of other people in my life that I can, my wife, my sister, my daughters-in-law. So, you know, there's a lot of people who are in that position of motherhood, many friends of the family as well. So, you know, we'll have lots and lots of reasons to celebrate Mother's Day, but that relationship with your mom that is, of course, a very special one. And now that she's not here, as I say, I think it'll probably hit me sometime on Sunday afternoon, because that's usually when I used to call her on Mother's Day, especially since she moved away after my father passed away in 2015. Well, today I thought we would look back on Mother's Day and reminisce a little bit about some of our favorite television mothers. You know, we all grew up watching these wonderful television shows. Leave It to Beaver, Lost in Space, Little House on the Prairie, my goodness, which other one? The Addams Family. We all grew up watching these shows. Our generation did. And every one of these shows had a great character as the mother. And sometimes the mother would remind you a lot of your own mother. I mean, clearly in the case of Leave It to Beaver, Mrs. Cleaver, I thought she reminded me so much of my mother. Her ways, her personality, her nature reminded me a great deal of my mother, which is one of the reasons I used to love that show, not just because of Beaver and Wally, but because of Mrs. Cleaver, who I thought was just a great character, just an absolutely great character. And I always thought of her as my favorite television mother, but, you know, maybe you have a different one, but that's the one that I used to love very much. Now, there's others, of course. Mrs. Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie. That is one of the greatest television shows of all time. Now, that came up a little bit later in the mid-70s, so that was not necessarily a show that I was watching when I was growing up. I picked it up more in the mid to late 70s, but that was just a fantastic show. Of course, the stories of Laura Ingalls Wilder, you know, when she wrote those stories later on about their years in the prairie. But the character, the Mrs. Ingalls character, was just an absolutely wonderful one and very typical, I would think, of the frontier woman of that time period, where you had women out there who had to be mothers, had to be wives, but at the same time, they had to use a gun if they had to. They had to protect themselves. They had to protect their families. You may remember some of the shows when Charles, the father, would have to go away on business or just to make a living because the economy was down or whatever in their hometown. And she would basically have to stay behind with the family. And that kind of courage that we saw in the woman from the prairies, that's what she exemplified. So she was my favorite in many ways, not my favorite character, but I'm going to put her at number two when it comes to television mothers. Now, number three is Mrs. Robinson, and I'm talking here about Lost in Space. There was a great program on television back when we were, I don't remember what year it was, but I was in school. There was a great program called Lost in Space, and it was about a family that took off, I guess, into space and got lost in space, and they landed in some planet, and they were literally living there in that planet. They would live in the capsule. And, you know, obviously you had to stretch your imagination a little bit to believe that show, but it was a great show. And they had some great characters. The father of the family was Mr. Robinson, who I think was a scientist as well as the pilot of the mission. And then Mrs. Robinson, the mom, I think she was also a scientist. I'm not really exactly sure, but she was great. She was great in that role as the mother in that family. And there were other great characters, you know, the little kid and the robot and the crazy doctor. And then there was the teenage girl, Penny. I remember that. But Mrs. Robinson, the mom, was a real favorite of mine. And I used to love that show and watch her interact with her family as well. And then, last but not least, and I could actually put this one at number one, but I prefer Mrs. Cleaver at number one, but this is a close, very close to number one, and that is Morticia Adams of the Adams Family. You talk about a crazy mom. You talk about a lady who was just fabulous in so many ways. It has to be Mrs. Adams of the Adams Family. I mean, she was a character all day long. I mean, the entire show, she was a character, the way she interacted with her husband, Mr. Adams, I guess. And then they had those other crazy people living in their house. I think there was an uncle. One of them was an uncle. And then there was the crazy guy, the tall, big guy. I think his name was Lurch. And then little Wednesday, the girl. I don't remember the boy's name, but the girl was named Wednesday. And they were just a great, funny show to watch. And in the middle of that show was Mrs. Adams, Morticia Adams was her name. And if you remember the intro, when they would start the show, you know, they would do the finger snapping to start the show. And it was just great. I mean, there was one show in particular that I remember when she was dancing, I think, with a little girl, and it was just hilarious. So she probably comes in at number two, but I'm going to stick with Mrs. Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver at number one. And then I'm going to have Mrs. Adams at number two. And then I'm going to put Mrs. Ingalls at number three. And then I'm going to put Mrs. Robinson from Lost in Space at number four. What made these mothers or these shows so phenomenal is that, first of all, they were family oriented. They were very clean shows. There was really no virtual signaling. No, they were not trying to tell you anything or indoctrinate you in any way, as seems to be so common now. But the message that they were portraying was a message, meaning that family was important, and family was first, and family was everything. Now, the family could be a little crazy, like the Adams Family, or the family could be very traditional, like the Leave It to Beaver family, or the family could be adventurous, like Mrs. Robinson in Lost in Space, or even Little House, which had some really, I think Little House had a little religious overtones in many of the programs. But all these four programs were absolutely great to tell you about the importance of family and the importance of the mother in the family. So as we celebrate Mother's Day, I wanted to tell you about these four mothers who were very much a part of us growing up, because, you know, we kind of grew up watching a lot of these shows. I mean, these weren't just shows that we didn't watch. I mean, these were shows that we would follow every week. At least I did. I would follow those, you know, Lost in Space and Leave It to Beaver and Little House and of course, what was the other one? Lost in Space, Leave It to Beaver, Little House, The Addams Family. I lost track of one of them right there. But those four shows I would watch religiously when I was growing up. Now, I have to tell you something about Leave It to Beaver, because I didn't really watch that show when it first came out. Because when it first came out, I was not living in the United States. I was still in Cuba when that show came out. So when we landed in the United States, the show, I think, had already gone off the air in 1964 when we got here. And then it was my cousin. We had a cousin up in Wisconsin when we got there. My cousin was the one who told me about Beaver and Wally, his brother. And that's when I got into the show. So I actually was into the reruns, not the original show, because as I say, the original show was, I was not living in the United States when that show first came out, but I loved it nevertheless. And that that mother image of Mrs. Cleaver is one that I have always loved. Now, she passed away. Barbara Billingsley, I think was her name. She passed away in 2010. And I don't think she did anything else. I think that was the highlight of her acting career, acting on that show as mom's, Beaver's mom on Leave It to Beaver. So happy Mother's Day. We salute all the mothers this weekend. And happy, happy Mother's Day. You know, a couple of unfortunate things that are going to happen on this Mother's Day. Of course, everybody's still hung up on the leak, the Supreme Court leak over Roe v. Wade. There have been some very significant exaggerations as to what's going to happen if Roe v. Wade is overturned. The reality is that not much is going to happen. Half of the country is going to have legal abortion because the blue states will authorize abortion completely. So not much is really going to happen. It'll be regulated in some of the red states, but it'll be wide open in most of the blue states. But the biggest consequence is that the issue will be sent back to the voters, and the voters will decide whether or not we should have open abortion or whether we should have regulated abortion. But it will be the voters who will be making those decisions through the state legislature. Something very unfortunate, too, that we're hearing about this weekend, this Mother's Day weekend, is that there may be some protests at Catholic churches across the country, and they're really targeting the Catholic Church. And I have a post about this coming out Sunday morning. They're really targeting the Catholic Church because the Catholic Church has been very identified with the pro-life movement. And I know that many Catholic churches, including our own, is going to have to be stepping up security a little bit because you never know what may happen. There were some protests today at some Catholic churches already. And there were also some protests at the homes of the Supreme Court justices. And that I find very troubling. Now, so far, they've stayed within a distance and they're not engaging in any kind of attacks on the homes. But I find that very troubling. To take protests to people's homes. I just don't think that is the right thing to do. But here to wrap it up, let me say happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Enjoy your day. You deserve it. And we'll see you the next time with our next commentary. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.